Ask a VC by Ryan Floyd. Thoughts on venture capital and growing your SaaS startup.
Hey everyone, my name is Ryan Floyd. I'm a managing director at Storm Ventures. We're an early stage B2B focused venture fund. Welcome to the new episode of my podcast series, Ask a VC, where I give advice to you to help you grow your SaaS business, similar to what I'd be sharing with you if I was an investor or advisor on the board of your company. I originally recorded most of these episodes as videos, which you can see on my YouTube channel, Ask a VC. So as a result, please excuse any visual references in the podcast, though I don't think there are many. I hope you enjoy. So uncertain times. I don't know how you're feeling, but I feel like the business world has just changed. The world has changed over the last 3-6 months. Let's start with some of the things that's changed in the tech world. One of the big things that's changed is how the market values tech companies, at least in the public market. Companies back in October, November were trading at values that are 2x where they are today. A massive compression in value without really any of the fundamentals in these businesses changing. It's just in terms of what the market views these companies as being worth, which absolutely has an impact on how startups and companies want to think about funding. The other massive change is the war in Europe and the invasion of Ukraine. I mean, who could have possibly have predicted this? And it's absolutely terrible, but completely changes the landscape in terms of how we think about international trade, you know, how we think about what the future might look like in Europe. We at Storm, and you know, a lot of our companies have employees both in Russia and Ukraine throughout the Baltics. We have interest rates in the US clearly on the rise, which always makes for potentially a more challenging business environment. So I think without really any question, we're in very uncertain, a very different time today than where we were 6 months ago. So how should you think about your business? What should you be thinking about doing to change things, changing your game plan, adjusting kind of what you're doing? And as we've had so many of these conversations within our portfolio, I wanted to share more of those thoughts with you. So as a venture investor, you know, we have a pretty long-term horizon. I mean, the companies that, you know, are thinking about going public today, you know, we were getting involved with them 5, 10 years ago, even. And so, you know, really in some ways what's happening today, you know, doesn't really matter ultimately to a lot of these outcomes, because it is a very long game. And I think for many of you as founders, that's the mentality that you gotta have too, is that you are playing a long game. But even in playing that game, I mean, thinking about some of the changes and adjustments that you can make to the business today is absolutely the prudent thing to do. First off, and this may sound obvious, predicting the future is a useless exercise. None of us have a crystal ball. It is impossible to predict where the world's going to be in 3 months or 6 months. I mean, how could you possibly have predicted the Ukrainian war? So trying to think about and to try to make, you know, jerk reactions in the business, thinking about, you know, maybe things are so uncertain, I need to make massive adjustments today, in my opinion, would be the wrong move. And it's certainly not what we're encouraging our companies to do, because it's very difficult to predict what the world's going to look like in 3 months or 6 months. And the best thing to kind of look at here recently that we've all been through is the pandemic. I mean, if you rewind the tape back to spring of 2020, I think most venture investors, probably all, and most founders were incredibly concerned about their businesses. It was very uncertain what was going to happen, and things were very tricky for a couple of months as everybody sort of settled into this, you know, new lockdown. But what turned out very quickly by late spring and early summer is that most of the tech businesses that we're involved with were back on plan. And in fact, by the end of the summer, many of them were exceeding their plans, pre-lockdown, pre-COVID. Most of the businesses that had dependence on physical presence and people in person, obviously they suffered the brunt of the lockdown. But for most of these tech businesses, they actually ended up doing incredibly well despite all that, which would have been impossible to predict at the time. In fact, most of us thought that event, the pandemic, would have been at least as bad as the dot-com bust from more than 20 years ago, and certainly as bad as the credit crisis, you know, that happened in, you know, 08, 09. But it turned out most of the tech businesses did incredibly well. And so if founders or investors have made rash judgments and have made quick decisions in terms of letting employees go or trying to plan for some, you know, very difficult short-term future, it absolutely would have been the wrong move. And I think that's a perfect case study for where we are today. But there are some things that make sense for you to think about in your business that require perhaps a little bit of adjustment. But what you ought to be thinking about is things that you can control and focusing on those and ignoring all the things that you can't control. So let's start to get into some of that. So let's start with risk is relative. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is for you as a founder, for us as investors, what we kind of think about, often unconsciously, is that when times feel pretty good, when money is plentiful, we're gonna take a lot of risk. We're gonna amplify everything we're doing in the business to try and grow as fast as we possibly can and just take a lot, you know, make a lot more bets because we can. And often, actually, in environments where money is plentiful and all of your competitors are taking risk, you really don't have a choice. You gotta play incredibly hard and make those bets. You know, sometimes you gotta hire people without having been able to do enough, you know, interviews with them, or you have to, you know, potentially make decisions about, you know, products without perhaps being able to spend enough time on it. Or for us as investors, we have to make decisions about sometimes investing without getting to spend as much time as we ideally would with entrepreneurs and really understanding the business. When things get to be more uncertain, oftentimes then you're able to take a bit more time. You're able to adjust, not always, but you're able to adjust certainly the risk that you need to take. Maybe you don't need today to be thinking about that adjacent market that you want to go into. Maybe you don't need to introduce that new product. Maybe you don't need to hire as many people as you were planning on hiring in the short term and spending more time focusing on making amazing high quality hires today. It's an adjustment a bit in mentality versus a wholesale complete left turn in the business. What you want to focus on is really the business itself and the things that you can control and that you really understand. For example, you know, do you still have the same demand in your business that you did a month ago or 2 months ago or 3 months ago? You know, do you see that customer interest being the same? Is the pipeline building in the same way? Do you see any changes in the field that might indicate that there's a bigger change coming in terms of, you know, buying patterns? Right now across the portfolio for us, we're still seeing amazing growth and we haven't seen any changes. But what we're doing and all of our founders are doing is listening a lot more closely today because there's certainly that risk that things could change relatively quickly in terms of growth, which then may give you certainty in terms of then what you, you know, decisions you may need to make in your business. But so long as things continue to grow and the business continues to look good, then you should continue to operate it as such with really one major caveat. And that is the funding environment. Because what is very difficult to predict, and as I just mentioned a second ago, you really can't predict the future in terms of what's going to happen. It's probably a coin toss as to whether or not we go back to a funding environment that was similar to what we had last year, or maybe we're in a new normal now where, you know, we see a different kind of funding environment going forward. But what you can see is you can see what happened in the public markets I mentioned a second ago. And that compression in value will absolutely move down market into private companies with time. There's definitely a lag effect. You know, you don't raise money every day. It's a fairly sporadic event. You know, companies that are announcing financing today, especially the large rounds, probably were put together months ago. So we won't know for months whether or not the funding environment has really changed. but certainly it's something for you to start thinking about whether or not there's some things that you might want to adjust and change such that you're in the best position possible, depending on what happens in that funding environment. You know, most companies have discretionary budget around things like marketing spend that may not relate to lead gen. Maybe it relates to brand awareness, or maybe there's some other things that you've been doing on marketing where you're making those bets, you're taking that risk. And maybe today is a time to maybe rethink whether or not that's a risk that you really want to be taking, that you may want to sock that money away to buy yourself a longer runway, or put that money towards shoring up your customer base. All those things do make sense, because what you can see is what's happened in the public market, and if things don't change there, it's likely to come to the private market in the very near future. So the next thing I'll tell you is to play offense. This is an old playbook, and I'll tell you, when times get hard, you'll hear a lot of talk about playing offense. And I really want to, you know, mention kind of what does it mean for you as a startup. It's tempting when things are uncertain to play defense, to, you know, really kind of shut things down and be incredibly conservative. But as I've just kind of mentioned, you really don't know what the future is gonna bring, first of all. But second of all, you know, playing defense doesn't win games. You have to score. And so playing offense is incredibly important. But in uncertain times, you're going to change your offense a bit. You're going to think about what to do to win a little bit differently. You may spend more time, for example, with your existing customer base and really shoring them up and making sure that they're happy with what they've bought from you. Because maybe you've been growing so fast and trying to gain so many new customers that you haven't spent as much quality time with your existing customer base as you'd like. Maybe as a founder, you've been focused elsewhere. But spending a lot of time with your existing customer base right now will give you great insight into terms of how they're thinking, but will also put you in a great position going forward and just in terms of shoring up that asset in the business. You know, another great example is putting together plans that if things do come roaring back like they did in the pandemic, you're ready to step on the gas. So that if you do make some adjustments in the business, you've got some plans in your back pocket so you're ready to go. If venture investors come roaring back into the market at, you know, valuations like last year, then you're ready to go. You're ready to take those bets again and take that risk in order to drive a higher growth rate. That's all about playing offense. You can be looking at your employee base and trying to maybe go recruit that one or two execs that you really want to get, and really investing the time to get the right people versus, you know, growing and really growing at a pace that maybe makes it sometimes, you know, difficult to do that. You can invest in your culture in the company. That's an incredibly difficult thing to do often when businesses are growing quickly. You've got probably so many new employees, many of which you probably haven't met because you've been growing so fast over the last couple of years, couple of months. This is an opportunity to really invest in your employee base and really work on building that culture, because that'll provide this foundation for growth when times do get better. And that's all about playing offense. All right, the last point I'll make is communication. In uncertain times, you just have to communicate. As a founder, as a CEO, as an exec with a team, you really have to invest in communication. The tendency sometimes, especially if you've got to deliver some bad news, I mean, no one wants to deliver bad news. It's just, it's so hard. And I'll put a link in the video. I've spoken before about how to do it and the techniques to deliver it. It's just, it's not fun. But I guarantee you, if you're thinking times are uncertain, your employees are thinking times are uncertain, they don't know what the future holds, your customers don't know, your partners don't know. And so really being able to communicate effectively and treating your employees in a way that kind of recognizes it's uncertain times, it's incredibly important. And the key when you do it is to have a plan. The cliff notes on delivering, you know, bad news, in my experience, is when you do it, it's to have a good plan to get well, so that when you do tell everybody and you're transparent with maybe some of the difficulties you're having, Maybe it's around not sure whether you're going to be able to raise more money, so you need to make some adjustments on the plan. You explain it. You explain why you're making the changes so that people don't come to some other conclusion about why those decisions may be getting made. And when you treat people with respect that way, you'll often find they'll be even more loyal and more excited about the opportunity going forward. But that communication is really fundamental, because everyone is feeling on edge. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. Everybody's got questions. And so by sharing your thoughts and sharing with everybody the plans and playing offense and talking about what you're doing with the business in these uncertain times, that'll give people a lot more clarity, at least with the plan for your business. All right, so everyone, thank you for watching. Please hit the like button, subscribe, leave me a comment, ask me a question. I'm usually pretty good at getting back to everyone. And I know these are uncertain times. Good luck in navigating them with your business. And until next time, thank you. Thanks for listening. If you found it interesting, please subscribe. If you like it, make sure to share it with your friends. If you've got a suggestion for a topic for this podcast or even a video series, then tweet me. My handle's easy. It's Ryan Floyd, all one word. Or send me an email or even leave a comment on my YouTube channel. All right, until next time, thanks. Be safe.
Thank you for listening. Visit youtube.com/askavc for a video version of this podcast.